Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You are listening to Not Your Average Podcast in the 716 with your host T and Mike on the Built in Buffalo Podcast Network.
Allen slinging it towards the end zone. It's caught. Beasley for the touchdown.
Yay.
What up, y'all? Hello, T.
What's up?
How you doing?
Look.
Oh, come on now. Huh? Come on now.
She surprised me for Valentine's Day.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I was like, she was like, open it. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, right. Yeah.
Okay. That's dope. Listen, that's dope.
Man, yeah, because I told you I had ordered mine.
Yeah, you did.
And then I was about to, you know, whatever. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm about to order this. She was like, would you stop? I was like, oh, okay.
I was like, all right, cool. All right. So I was like, you know what? Yeah. I got an idea.
Absolutely.
I feel it.
I mean to stop your intro. Go ahead. My bad.
No, listen. This is what they came here for. So good to see everybody, even though I can only see T. But it's so good to have everybody back in attendance, you know what I'm saying? Without further ado, if you didn't know where you was, I'm gonna let you know. I'm Mike, that's T. Anywhere we at, we in the place to be. Shot 143, and this right here is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
You heard it. You know what? I had a question for you. Okay. I had asked Robin on my other pod. I want to ask you.
Okay.
Do you think, let me word it right. Let me make sure. I mean, I know the wording. So was Josh not attending?
Oh, hell.
Like, when Josh not attending certain things, like he doesn't attend the Pro Bowl, he doesn't really attend the NFL honors, really like that, like the former show in the Tux and stuff, but he has done it before. Do you think this hurts his brand, hurts who he is as a person, as a player, rather?
No, because you go to places where you're not respected. You feel what I'm saying? Like, all year, these people behind these organizations talk so much stuff about this man, this great man, and about how he's so not playing great and not making good decisions and blah, 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 blah. You want that man to show up and show face for what?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good. Like, yeah, how do you pick somebody over him to go to the Pro Bowl in any?
I thought that was a smack in the face. Like, as Josh Allen, as an alternate to go to the Pro Bowl when you had, I think it was Tua, whoever it was. Cool. I just thought it was just a smack in the face.
Do you want people to watch the Pro Bowl? Do you know how much viewers this man will bring in?
Yeah.
Like, nobody, no.
He was the face of the Madden cover.
How do you not have the face of the Madden at the Pro Bowl? How?
Like, I just think he's really disrespected. And I do want to talk to you about, this is not on the docket. I want to talk about the MVP award. I said this the last time. I don't see, this is my feeling about Lamar, and I know you're not really a Lamar lover, right? But when you say that as who you are, you're a hater, right? So here's my thing about this award, MVP. So the regular season, and we're just talking about the regular season. I had Dak, I had Josh, I had Lamar, and I'm just talking about quarterbacks right now. Right. And as other skill players, I had Hill, I had also McCaffrey. And I knew they were not going to give it to the quarterback of C.J. Stroud because he was a rookie and he has his own category at this time. He run the rookie of the year. So, and you know, you have to be mindful of that. But I just didn't have Lamar because I had, if you're not going to give it to Hill or McCaffrey, the only three quarterbacks in this is Josh, Jackson, and Dak, right? Dak messed it up when he came to Buffalo. Lamar didn't have the numbers. Didn't have the throwing numbers, right? He didn't have the touchdowns. Like, and the only thing that Josh did have that Lamar didn't have was interceptions.
Right. And that's in a solely – and my thing is, right, if you can bring a team from 6-6 throughout all these interceptions –
did not lose a game.
Talk on and stuff. After that, this man – everybody was saying they're not even going to make it to the playoffs. Be the – our division champs and get into the playoffs all after that. And he's not valuable to the organization?
He's the most valuable player on the team.
I don't understand that.
Because
like,
Lamar went down last year, and they still almost made the playoffs.
Right. Right. So that doesn't deem you valuable, sir.
So
they have a replica right behind you.
And don't get me wrong. I love me some Lamar. I do. I'm saying this year, I thought as quarterbacks – I mean, you could put Purdy in there, too, if you want. But he still didn't have the numbers as Josh.
Right. And I feel like if you want to do the numbers game, because this is a numbers game, right? That's how they speak of it.
Right. And John, you're so right. And then you go the opposite
way, you know?
He played playoff football for 8 straight weeks.
8 straight games. Like, 8 straight weeks. And you can't give that man no credit at all again. It's like,
and this goes back to what I asked you.
Because if everything that's in his category, right,
mm-hmm.
with zero or like with what? Because how many interceptions did he have? 11 or was it? Like that?
Who? Josh? Josh had
18.
He didn't lead the league, but he had 17, 18, I want to say.
We cut that in half. We're talking a whole
talk. Oh, you cut that in half. So, he's an MVP, Mike. But they're looking at that.
Easy. And they would probably try to rob him from that.
I seen something today, or was it yesterday, that just made me mad because this is how I know you don't watch Buffalo Bills football. I think it was Edelman, I want to say. He said that Josh Allen is a turnover machine in the playoffs. And I'm sorry.
That's one of the only guys who is not a turnover machine.
I found it. So let me. Oh, Mike, here we go. I gotta take the thing off. I wanted to punch this guy in his face, and I know he knows football. Here we go.
We can all talk about the regular season and stuff, but these things are happening in the most important games that he's playing, where he's turning the ball over in the red area. And it's constantly happening. When is it like, all right, we got to like, what do you do with that?
Edelman, I respect you because I think you're a great slot player, but you're not watching the Buffalo Bills and you're definitely not watching Josh Allen play. Like, I can't stand some of these commentators, man. Oh, he's turning the ball over when it matters in the playoffs. Yeah. No, he's not.
No, he's not at all, actually. So, you know, there's that because and that's why it's like, you know what? It's going to be a nice, refreshing time away from football on these commentators because I'm not doing it right. This offseason. I'm not. I promise you on everything I love. Like, it's just going to be a break from football.
Yeah.
And a matter of fact, not really, because I'm going to the UFL. I'm trying to see which team I'm going to go with to give me a little jersey.
I did it last year. I'll probably go there too. For sure.
Remember, we was watching, remember?
Yeah, we were. We were. We definitely were.
I was watching the TO joint. I was watching the USFL and the XFL. Yep. And now the XFL and the USFL.
They didn't merge together.
So I ain't got to turn the channel?
No. They together. This is lovely.
Lord. Come on now. I'm in. Uh-huh. I'm in.
So let's get into what?
Charlotte don't got a team. That's why I was tight. You know?
Oh, I thought they had one.
Then Buffalo don't got one either. So yeah.
It would be nice to have a team in Buffalo to go and watch.
Come on.
It would be. That'd be amazing. Oh, man. $10 a ticket. You
know? Hey.
Hey. Right?
Got to be 20.
Somebody got to put it in there. $20. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
But let's get into Super Bowl talk and thoughts. So I'm watching a game. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, this game is tight. These defenses are just on it. I think the whole thing when Greenlaw went down as that injury, the man was running on the field, Mike. I thought he tripped.
I seen it.
I thought he tripped on something.
Yeah.
And then
lost a leg.
And then Fred Warner was like, no. And I'm like, oh, something happened. Because he was kind of keeping Kelce in check.
Yes, he was.
So
yes, he was.
Major loss.
Yeah, that was huge. It was just, I don't know. It was ridiculous to watch, you know, because you see, you know, when Dude missed that field goal on San Francisco, I was like, that's the game right there.
Yeah, that's the reason why. As Bills fans are like, oh, we've seen this shit before.
We've been there before, you know?
Yeah.
And when you play a hard team like that, every point counts.
Yeah.
And literally, with that field goal, they don't lose the game. They win the game.
22-25. That was, Yeah,
they won the game by a point. So it's like, you know, that's unfortunate.
And
we went through the same thing with ours.
Right. And we know them, and we know they sit back, wait, and patiently wait for you to mess up.
If you didn't mess up, you don't win.
Yeah.
Like if you don't mess up, they don't win. You beat them.
Yeah.
But if you mess up, they squeeze through that mess up, and they.
I've seen this too, Paul.
Seen a stat of Casey's most holding penalties for the season.
None in the playoffs. Yeah. Their O line had none.
I've
seen that as well. But here's my thing here's my thing when it came to the thoughts from the Super Bowl. I just think that like the Chiefs now are the standard, right? Every team, and not just the Buffalo Bills. We say the Buffalo Bills because we're Bills fans and we're on a Bills podcast. For us, the chase is now the Kansas City Chiefs, just like everybody else. But for us, we have played them the last few times and still can't beat them, but we can beat them in the regular season. But in the playoffs, it's just like, it's not like a mental block either, Mike, because we were right there.
In the game. We were in the game. It was the game, and it's just
the mistakes.
Every point counts, you know, and mistakes add up. And it's like if theirs are less than yours, you're screwed.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And it's hard to get them guys to mess up. You know.
Yeah, and like you said, it was turnovers because the first half, Kansas City didn't look like Kansas City. That defense, that 49ers defense looked like they were like, great. They did. They were flying all over the place. Fred Warner was just everywhere. Like Ward was just there. And you hate to see it because it's like, as a Bills fan, you're watching and you're like, that's what that looks like because we know that. We know.
You know exactly that.
Three plays.
And that's it. That's it. You know, and that's tough to – and it be, you know, it be the field goals, man. It just – you know, we don't like it, and nobody likes it. But field goals, man, determine a lot of games, you know, and it's tough to – you know, I don't know. It's tough to for a guy who's really not on the field a lot to have the whole game in his palms. You know what I'm saying?
And so,
you watch most of the time. You're watching the game most of the time.
I know. It just sucks when a sideline most of the goddamn times.
Yeah, it's like I'm just watching, waiting for my turn, and I have to go out there and be flawless every time they call me.
I mean,
that's a lot.
Patrick Mahomes is just he's definitely on a different level, and I can respect that. I don't have to like it. I don't have to like him, but I can respect that he's definitely on a different level. And yes, Paul, we do have a rivalry like Kelly and Marino. Didn't like Kelly Marino. Didn't like Marino.
Yeah.
Sorry. And yeah, and it definitely is a Josh and Mahomes and maybe you can put Burrow in there too, because Burrow has beat Mahomes, you know? Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should talk to him and see what he can, maybe slap him up a few times. Hey, buddy, give me some of that magic, whatever the case may be. Because
the plan has to be sound this year.
We got some nasty, nasty opponents.
Oh, I seen. Yeah, yeah.
We got some nasty opponents, Mike.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it because, you know, it's another year to prove everybody wrong, and another year to see.
Just shut where the naysayers up.
Yeah, I need it. And I know Allen needs that to happen ASAP.
Yeah.
Because they're playing with his name too much. You know what I'm saying?
So I just heard a pod.
Too much.
Oh my God. Let me see if I can find it, because this pod pissed me off too.
They play with this man name too much, and he's too reckless so much with
Josh Allen's name. I don't like it. I don't like this,
right? Okay, if we go on MVP, let's go back to that MVP real quick, right? To an organization, they had a good dude before Jackson. They had Flacco, who took him to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Buffalo, we ain't had nobody since Jim Kelly.
Right.
So, most valuable player. I mean, it's really no question.
Yeah.
When this man showed up in Buffalo, things changed. Period. Whether you like it or not.
Okay, so TJ, T.Y. Hilton said something about, he pissed me off.
I put myself on an episode previously, and they said, "Yeah, hater."
Tripping, so I want to
know. Yes.
Is Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes the equivalent of
a game manager?
No.
You see how they try to play?
Yeah, T.Y. Is that the equivalent of the Tom Brady?
No, this is the Colts player talking.
Matchup.
Them two.
But this generation of quarterbacks.
He don't know. He ain't never had a quarterback.
I don't think you can leave Burrow out, bro.
Thank you.
So I want to get, and you're right about that, because I can't remember if he had Peyton Manning at the time, but he had said something about Josh Allen. And let me find it, because I was like,
Lamar, my
man's,
but what?
Herbert ain't get out of there yet. I've been waiting for him for so long.
He's
still in that mix of a whole bunch of. Herbert remind me of like the 7-on-7 quarterbacks.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it, because the man said, like you said, he wasn't afraid of Josh Allen. They're not afraid of Josh Allen.
Another
generation. He said, "I'm not afraid of Josh Allen." That's what that man said. Wow.
I'm not putting out.
I can't stand.
I can't find it.
He talks a lot of stuff throughout the season too.
Yeah, he does. I can't find it. I wish I would have found it. But he was like, he said Lamar, he said Patrick Mahomes, and then he said, "I'm not afraid of Josh Allen." I hope Josh Allen hears this, because please, do you not remember? You're not even that. You're a wide receiver, so you don't even have to be afraid of him. But your cornerbacks,
what are you afraid of?
Your cornerbacks better be afraid of Josh Allen.
Your quarterbacks are like, "Hey man, quiet down."
Okay, like, I need you for you to shut up, because this man. Yeah. Do we play them this year? No, you lucky. They lucky.
Yeah, we don't play. I don't think we play the Bengals this year.
Yeah, we play. No, you know who we play? We play the Titans. We play a lot of Titans. We play the Jags. We play the Eagles. 49. We play the 49ers this year. Woo! Kansas City, of course. Oh, my God. Seahawks, the Rams, the Ravens, the Lions. Oh, we do play the Colts. We do play the Colts.
Oh, it's a win. Kick him in his back.
Oh, we need to kick him in his back. I hope, Josh, I'm going to play that just for on this episode, on the episode, so people can hear that crap. Because,
we got to watch that guy that they got over there, Robinson.
Oh, yeah, their quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
a beast. A phenom. They say he plays like Josh Allen.
Yeah, and that's why I say, because he's got a crazy
huge arm.
Like his arm is crazy. It's
amazing.
He whipping that thing.
He is. You know who else we play? And we're getting off topic. We'll get back on, guys. CJ Stroud. Another one for Houston.
And Singletary, if he's still over there, he's gonna be playing against us.
Oh yeah,
He's gonna have a little something on him.
And we're going to talk, this offseason, we're going to discuss, we're going to do an episode with the away games. We're going to do another episode when it comes to the home games. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. But let's get back to the Super Bowl. And now we're going to talk about the halftime show. What's your thoughts about the halftime show?
Oh, man, my favorite part of the whole thing. That's what I was there for real.
Yeah.
That's what I was there for. And Usher did not disappoint.
What?
Some of our favorite artists. And I think that halftime show was it's now in one of my tops, you know what I'm saying, behind Prince and MJ, and you know, but it was a few ones that are really big to me, but that right there, that was huge. Mm-hmm. That was huge. Yeah, it was awesome. And he hopped on the skates.
Yeah, he did. I didn't like the fact that he went through Jermaine Dupri's legs, but okay, whatever. How long ago was that podcast? This podcast is In the Trenches. This is with Sneed.
Was that recent?
It came out 4 days ago. Okay. It's In the Trenches. Go back and listen to that.
Yeah. And Robinson, you know, I know that that's one of the quarterbacks he probably, you know, looks up to. So that's dope for them, you know, to even have some, you know, love for each other. It's good for sure. At least see some type of love, you know, because and it seemed like a lot of the people that be talking crap on teams be like the corners and the wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, but you're giving these, and we're going to get back to the halftime show. You're giving these quarterbacks ammunition sometimes to just, you know, Josh listens. He listened last year when it came to Miami and they did the whole with the shirts and smiley faces and all that. And then when Josh did his touchdown, he did that. So they listen. He hears it.
You gotta be careful because
it'd
be a lot of talk everywhere. But the Bills don't really do that much talking.
They don't. So, what's up, Robbie?
You know what I'm saying? What up, Robbie? So it's like, all you gotta do is just make sure you got a little post-it joint on there. Every time you hear something, you be like, "All right,
so okay. No problem." Right? But when it came to the Super Bowl, the halftime show, I did enjoy it. Some people were like saying that this was their favorite.
Right,
it must be a lot. It's up there.
It's up there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
I gotta give it up because it was up there.
Yeah. I mean, he did a lot in 13 minutes. He had a lot of songs. And how are you going to condense that?
He did it.
He did. I was shocked.
Because he's had a lot of rehearsing with this Vegas residency. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? For that to now coincide with the Super Bowl halftime, it just it played so well, and then the album came out. I thought it was going to come out after the Super Bowl, but it came out before the Super Bowl.
Yes, so it did.
It was a lot of things that rolled out, and it was good to see him, you know, get those types of flowers while he's still here. I thought that was really dope.
And then I heard some kind of negative, like, saying that, you know, and also, too, it's different generation. Usher is our generation. You know what I mean? We enjoyed all of that music. That's R&B.
Uncle, stand up. Yeah.
What? But you move now. Hey, The halftime show is on. It's Usher. Yeah. Move, baby. Yes. Go get a snack or something. Just move out the way. Go on into the kitchen or go on with your friends. Yeah. Whatever.
You got to respect it.
You got to respect it. You have to respect it. But when Alicia Keys came out, woo!
Hey, new meaning to Red Velvet. You know what I'm saying?
No, the piano, Mike.
Crazy.
That piano. Crazy. Oh, they made that was custom freaking grand. Made the day.
That's grand.
What we call it? It was curvy, piano. Just like she was curvy. Her husband's like, yeah, baby, go with the red and the curvy. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. She looked.
Hey, while you at the show, I'm a melt his butter.
So got the candles lit.
When you get back, I help you get out of that ensemble. You know what I'm saying?
Right? And for everybody saying that Swiss Beats was looking at that performance like, what are you doing? No, he wasn't. That's his wife.
No.
And this he loves man. That lady. They love, go ahead and handle your business, baby.
Their love is way more bigger than that song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
And that song came out before they got together.
I was telling people this.
So if there was some rhythm, they would have already caught it. They'd already caught it. So
they would have, like, right.
Please, please.
Come on now. It was a great halftime show.
If I see that check clear every time that song plays, I'll be
my boo. Every time he gonna say my boo. What?
Come on, getting paid. Every time, that's good
every
money.
Time. So little things that I took away from this game was the Bills are in a retooling, right? We're in a retooling. We gotta get younger, which we're trying to do. We're gonna get a wide receiver, maybe two. We gotta get a young safety, maybe two, maybe one. You know. Later on and around. So I think in this, like Kansas City did a retool and they went young. I think Buffalo Bills is going to do that as well. We're going to have to. I mean, we can't re-sign some of these older guys and expect to be where Kansas City is next year. We can't. It's not going to happen.
And we kind of started it already with Shakir and guys like that coming up. So just to follow that structure and keep getting some key guys who can – be a value day one, you know.
Right. Shakir, we've been good at doing that.
Who?
Kincaid.
Oh, Kincaid. Yeah, yeah.
Cook.
We picked up some really good guys. Right. Off the college bound and come right to the NFL and literally play the whole, you know, Osiris Torrance.
Oh yeah,
fresh off of college ball.
Oh God, Osiris.
Fresh off of college ball, plays the whole entire year. Kincaid. Plays almost the whole year. He got injured one time. So, you know, and Shakir came from last year balling. He's escalating ever since. So, I love it. I love the youth that's going on. We got guys like Benford and Bernard.
Yeah.
Who are young and vibrant and eager. We got Williams back there who's crazy. We got to tone him, flatten that out a little bit. I feel like if we get some
Elam.
We need some defensive guys too.
Yes.
We need some defensive younger crowd. Not young, you know, just a couple.
I understand what you're saying. Right.
We need some fresh guys to be up under the guys that we have right now to not miss that, you know, because you kind of want to
flatten out during the end of the season. Yeah.
You want to have those guys bring the guys that you bring from the rookies up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The influence in the room. So you kind of get them in there so they can get that, you know,
right,
and be a good part of the team. So I'm excited. He said
we're going to see Shorter. Yeah. I'm really excited about seeing what he does. I mean, his body alone. And you can't judge a person on their body. I need to see what he can do on the field. Is he going to be that big body wide receiver that the Bills are looking for, or is he going to be a Gabe Davis that's stiff? I mean, you know what I mean? Right. I need your
catch the ball. I don't care which one you are.
Right. Just catch it. Catch the ball. Get separation.
That's it. I don't care how you play. What style you play. Awesome. That's good for you. Just catch it. That's it.
Kim had something about Josh real quick. He's
Josh hate this year because he's was the oh of course
on the and Madden. A lot of people
didn't like that because he deserved it, and it's crazy because they gave Mahomes no flack, obviously when he got his, but obviously Josh gets his flack.
The first thing they said was, so "Does he deserve it?"
Yeah, like how? Who are you talking about? Like, are you kidding me? And it's so much crap, man. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Tired of it.
I think he is too. I was listening to a pod.
So can I put a question up real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think we talked about this, but I really want to know if we are going to keep Hines and Damian Harris. I need to know what's going on with those two guys. Are they even in the talks? Are we already moved on from these guys because they were injured? You know,
I think they keep Hines.
And everybody was excited leading up to the season about these guys.
About Hines.
So we were excited about Hines. We were excited about Harris because Hines was going to be the returner. We knew that. Yeah. And I felt like he was going to get more involved in the running game. And Harris is just a brute. So I felt like, I don't know. What do you think?
I think Hines can be a brute too. I don't know if they keep Harris because Harris, I think he had a neck injury, right?
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I think he had a neck, and I can't remember. Maybe he broke his foot. Somebody can tell me in the comments. I think they keep. It's going to be interesting. I mean, it's a lot back there in that running back room.
It's a lot,
right. Because and you know they're not bringing back your guys.
We haven't said that at all. And I don't even know. We never have. So that's crazy to say we have a lot going on.
John said, "I think they keep Harris
a bigger back." Yeah. Right.
Yeah. When we already have two shifty backs back there. I think he broke his foot. Okay.
Okay. And I think awesome. Hines is a key returner, and I don't think you run from that. Like, you've seen what he did to not have that be like, okay, we ain't got to look. This is the dude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I don't think Hines is happy about how the Bills did him with the accident he had. They cut his pay. But, hey, let's be honest. You're out, Mike. I can't hear you. I think that if you're not supposed to be – it's a jet skiing, right? He jet skied and got hurt. So go out and come back in like you did last time.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, so I feel like this, right? What were we talking about?
Hines,
messed me up.
Jet ski. The jet ski Hines. With my
A lot of the sports organizations, the things that you can't do are in the contract, right? And that's definitely on the list of things you cannot do. So everybody
jumping
so
off a bridge, bungee jumping.
He messed his own money up. That's on him.
Yeah.
He messed his own money up. That's on him. That was a decision that he made that he wanted to go jet skiing with his whatever. Okay. You got an accident. So,
but didn't he try to cover it up, though? Like, when we all, it was like, they didn't even know what really happened. Yeah. And, I mean, it was going to come out. Like, bro, I don't know if you're supposed to be jet skiing. And it was almost, wasn't it like 1 week before training camp?
Yes, it was 1 week before training camp, right when they were about to come back and everybody was coming back and he got hurt. Because we were talking about how was he excited to see what he
Yeah, because Hines was supposed to be, because they discussed it and they were saying that Hines was supposed to play a more important role in this offense and then was hit with a jet ski accident. And we're like, what?
Because everybody was so excited about him.
Yeah,
we talked about him a lot.
And we did.
You know what I'm saying? And so I don't feel bad for him at all, people. I don't.
No,
you know,
I don't.
There's no reason for you to be jet skiing the week before.
Let me just get one more in. What?
Let me get one last
in. Hey, what are you talking about? Go sit down. Aren't you booking your flight to Buffalo? Let's go. Well,
he sat down.
Yeah, he did. Oh, God. Someone said, John. Okay, this is speculation.
Maybe. Heard it was his cousin that ran over him. Damn, John. I ain't hear that.
Damn. Alleged, John. Alleged. But whatever, he's suing him.
That's insane.
He's suing. If are you suing your cousin? Well, hey, you shouldn't run me over.
This is your bread and butter. You know, you gotta be.
You gotta protect it.
The things you get into in the off season and the people that you're around, because a lot of people that you be around, since you're such a pivotal figure in this game called football, people don't really care about your well being. They're just riding the wave because you that thing.
You the money grab.
It's you the money grab until there ain't no money grab. So you got to be careful because they will get you in situations that you're not supposed to be in.
He said yes, alleged.
Allegedly, yeah. Yeah.
But again, you know, it's the off season, so I'm listening to a lot of different shows. And Deion Dawkins was on a show. And he was discussing like things that happened with the Buffalo Bills and all of that. And he also spoke about his family and his brother being incarcerated before he went to Temple, and how important, you know, him coming to the Buffalo Bills, playing well, and then 5 years, he got sentenced to 5 years, his brother did. And when he got out, Deion was not a rookie going into Buffalo. He was a vet, kind of a vet going in, you know, playing. And he said that the reason why he wear red cleats is because of his brother. And I was like, I found that interesting. Because I wonder why Deion always wear the red cleats. And I was like, why does Deion always wear red cleats? And he said, in honor of his brother, he wears the red cleats.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I thought it was interesting. It's definitely a good show to watch, a video to watch if you have time. Right. I think it was on Vlad TV.
Oh, yeah.
Go over there and look that up. But it's time. I think it's time for our care or care less. You got a care or care less?
I could figure something out.
All right, let's do it. Like
it's gonna be a lot of BS anyway coming on. But we got something.
Let's do it.
It's my daughter's pencil sharpeners.
Oh, okay.
Little bears.
Gotcha. All right. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
Cool. So it's time for the Care or Care Less, our segment where we care or care less. Do we care or do we care less? So Mike can start it out if you want, or you want me to do it?
Ladies first, of course.
Okay. So we've all seen the blow up. We've seen the Kelce. What are you doing? Pull me in, coach. What are you doing? Boom. And he almost knocked the old man down. Now, at the time, I was like, ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh.
I was like, ooh.
That don't look right.
Yeah.
Like, you going to jail. Look who's going to jail tonight.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like. Now, if they would have lost.
You in the tunnel.
Thank you.
Oh,
that would have been a diff. Oh, what? Oh, we would have been on this joint talking about some da 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 da. But they didn't. Now, before I did this, I was asking: is the apology from Kelce should be bigger than the bump, right? But he did come out and apologize. But do we care or care less?
I really don't care, because at the end of the day, we really don't know their relationship.
Right.
They might be a physical, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I know growing up, white dudes tend to be more physical in how they express their feelings to each other. More chest bumps, more pushes and all that, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's more common. So we don't know their relationship. I know there was a lot of anger because Kelce was like
He was being in check, Mike. That first two quarters, Kelsey was being checked.
Yeah, he was. They weren't giving him nothing, and he got frustrated, you know. Yeah. So, but bumping your coach is wild.
That's wild, Mike. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? I ain't gonna say Diggs because I don't think that's gonna happen. But
you can't bump an ex wrestler.
I was about to say what?
You can't do that. You can't do that. He'd have had you in a headlock so damn fast. Oh! Natural reaction. You good? I say you good. Okay. I'm gonna let go.
One, two, three.
Right,
let go.
Right. Huh? Breathe. I'll let you go. Hold on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but. And that's why I say we don't know their relationship because Reed didn't really take it like that.
Yeah, he didn't.
Like, he didn't. So that's how I know that we can't really know because their relationship might be something different. Like, Kelsey's a big kid, so I can imagine him jumping on him during practice and all that. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. Because you see, at the end of the day, at the end of the game, Reed was on top of Jones.
Oh, my God. What? He didn't. He body blocked.
So that's where my thing is coming right there. Right. He might be physical with his team. You know what I'm saying?
This old man is on the float. Y'all come get him.
He calm during the game. We don't know how he, you know, operates with his players. So I don't.
I couldn't even imagine if Reed would have like, yo, what you doing? Like, you know, that reaction. But he hold his composure. He held it. He held that composure.
He did. And that further told me that this is something that it happens between them. Like, you know, not off of no, like, malice. You know what I'm saying? Strictly. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? But it was crazy to see, though. Facts.
It was.
It was crazy. It was. In the moment, it was crazy to see and to see the clip. But
yeah, it was because he was like in his face, yo. He was red. He was in his. I was like, here. Because I went back and watched it and I'm like, damn, you're upset.
Passion.
Right? Passion. Spit. You know he spit all in his ear.
He like, man, my chick upstairs.
What you doing?
Give me the ball, man. Thank you.
Right? And Thomas, yes, if it was Diggs, it would have been a whole different story. But also, I don't think Diggs would have did that because Diggs was upset last year, right? And he didn't show any of that.
Did it to Allen. If anything, we do it to Allen.
That's what I do it to. Like, yo, what you doing? We good? We good? Like,
my bad, bro. My bad. I'm gonna fix it. Give me
a second. He fixed it like this year.
He fixed it.
Okay. What you got?
So, if we are talking about the football universe.
Yeah.
All it has to offer. Do we care or care less about Tony Romo speaking on how gambling has taken away the pureness away from the sport? Do we care or care less about that statement? Because this is the first time I've ever been on his side. So. Do we care a lot of people? I done cracked it open. Oh, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, damn, Mike. You came with the whammy. I care too, Thomas. I think it watered it down. It's watering it down, and it's obvious. Like this year alone, Mike, fans blatantly seen refs go, nah.
Like, what you talking about?
Right.
I didn't see it.
Hi, baby. It's like, right? I think a lot of people are caring, right?
You better say hi.
I think us as fans, we are seeing in front of our own eyes because there could be games where you're like, oh, he missed that one. Oh man, he missed that one. But there is a game when they're missing a lot.
I mean, and it's like people are coming back to the plate with proof, right? After the game is replayed, people come back to the – and I'm talking about every single game, T. There's proof. Look at here. I'm going to slow it down. Look. Watch the clock. And it's like, these are blatant moves that they just don't give a damn.
Yeah.
There's so much money involved that they don't even give a damn. If you see it, too. Oh, well. And it's – I don't – and that's why I steered away from the NBA, because that's what happened yep. with the NBA.
Oh, my God, Mike. Me and you nasty. Were yeah, big you NBA fans. Big, you know huge.
Yeah.
But you once they start going a different direction, I stop watching. And I don't want to do that with the NFL, because NFL, I love it. I love it. But that game.
Like this is a plan. This is a yeah. plan to. And The Rock is so smart.
I'm gonna
leave that right there.
Yeah.
This man is so smart, because when people have doubt in this organization, you just slide something in there. You know what I'm saying? What a business move right now. We're at
they're combining it. Definitely a big business move, because they're combined. Because I don't know if they could have survived.
People kept changing channels, and it was not enough teams, and it was like, all right, yeah. cool. It's kind of like, we here, but we're not taking it serious as we would if it was like, boom.
Just imagine,
like, okay,
a few good NFL players going to that league. People are going to follow. But you're right about
– they don't respect it, because the NFL went to these organizations to gather players.
Right. And I think there's former coaches over there as well. So, I mean, yeah. I think it's just a matter of time because you're right about the gambling situation. It's just it's watering it down. My first indication of like, I mean, the whole season we knew like something was going on. But when that Philly game against the Bills, I was like, OK,
that was insane.
Woo! Y'all really want them to win.
Yeah.
It was blatant, Mike.
And then they turned on them. I was like, damn, is anybody safe? Yes, the Chiefs are safe. Yes, as always.
Because you know what it is, too? Because prior to that, it was New England.
Yes.
New England could New England got away with everything. Everything.
They couldn't do no wrong. They couldn't do no wrong ever. And it's just like, okay.
You're definitely right about that. I like that. I like that Kara Careless. That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was definitely a good one. I like that one. But before we get out of here, I wanted to talk about around the league. The Bengals probably are going to franchise tag T. Higgins. So nobody gets him this year.
And I don't blame him.
I seen that I think the Jets wanted him. I mean,
the Jets want everybody who free. Like,
listen,
and it never helps them. You know,
get a fresh Aaron Rodgers and then talk to me, okay? Talk to me then. I don't know what happened. Hopefully he'll be back. There you go.
I'm back. People start.
Oh, you
calling me during the damn pod.
Got you. Yeah, get a fresh Aaron Rodgers and then, you know what, come back to the table and then talk to us. Other than that,
I mean, even Aaron Rodgers fresh is like blue cheese.
He's 41 this year, right?
Nah, 40. He'll be 40. I think, okay. Or unless he turned 40 during the season, which I don't know. But
okay.
Either way, hey, man.
Now I'm curious.
Your knees, everything, whatever. If you feel like that's your guy, that's your guy. But
right.
He's going to show you he's not. So just wait. Don't worry.
Aaron Rodgers' age, he's 40. He turned, ooh. You're right, he turned 40 December 2nd. Ooh, so he'll be 41 going into this season.
That click in your knees gets louder when you turn over what? 40. It gets louder.
I just had a freak. Think about knees. Like, I just had a shot in my knee yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
A cortisone shot. Never had a Listen, baby, when I the man had, so he had my leg in between his legs. He was like, don't kick me. And I was like, okay.
Can't promise you.
What?
Yeah.
What? Listen. But we're going to get out of here. again, guys, thank you always. You guys always show up. And we, man, we can't even tell you how much we appreciate it. But what I want to tell you guys, we won't be on next week, right? We're off. So yeah, we'll be back the following week, the end of the week. But continue to watch. Continue to stay tuned. I will give you guys the updates of what we're doing. And also, too, don't forget, we're going to have our draft show this year again. Yeah. And if you didn't know about the draft show, if you haven't been around for the draft show, it's fun. It's not your typical draft show. It's not a typical me, Mike, is going to be doing. So what do you think about? No, that's not what we're doing. So, but once it comes up, I will give you information.
And plus, too, feel free to let us know how you feel about us going every 2 weeks. Do you like the every 2 weeks? Because we definitely don't want to drain you guys of all this off-season hoopla. So we figured every 2 weeks, we'll just give you enough. And we don't want to get annoying. So that's how we go. But give us some feedback. Let us know how you feel about it. And, you know, because we're here for y'all.
We definitely are. We don't want to bore you with the off-season talks. No.
We're not the other guys. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. It's not.
We did it already. We've done it. I think we're good now. Like,
we're good. But let us know.
We need a timeout.
If you're gonna miss us, you know what I'm saying, let us know. But hey, every 2 weeks, I think that's a sweet spot.
No, Mike, if you're gonna miss us, go back and watch the pod.
We got some for you.
And I'm still dropping stuff in the shorts. So if you're missing us, just
tap in. Just go there.
Oh, thank you, John. Look at you.
Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate you. Absolutely.
Thanks, John. But Mike's going to get us out of here. Hey, and don't forget, subscribe over to the YouTube channel. Like, share. Hey, share this with your aunties, your uncles. Share it. Just share it. All right? Subscribe to the channel, y'all.
Your family lawyer. I need your real estate agent. I need the mailman who got the fake leg. I need him to hear this.
Put it in front of the baby who's crying. We'll make her laugh. The
baby. My voice is very soothing. Just try it. It works out. Well, listen, without further ado, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Built in Buffalo Network. Appreciate y'all for the platform. Did I say platform or platform? You all know what I meant. But listen, Bills Mafia, stand up.
Stand up.
Super Bowl bound.
Yes.
Not sure where you are. Go, because it's right here. But I'll let you know. I'm Mike Dusty. Anywhere we at, we in the place to be. Shot 143, and this right here has been Not Your Average Podcast. Sitting the 716. You heard the name.
You heard it. Go Bills, and go Bills, Thomas. Thank you for stopping by all the time.
Thomas, appreciate you.
Peace, y'all.
This has been Not Your Average Podcast in the 716 with T and Mike, only on the Built in Buffalo Podcast Network.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Hey, everything on three. Number three. 101, 103, 123. Not Your Average Podcast. That gets me going, man.
Do me a favor. Say a prayer. A typical old one. Go Bills.